This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, that's the dude right there that's not getting enough talk. That's the dude right there. Same dude at the beginning of the year when I'm getting phone calls from all my buddies going, dude, why don't they, I don't understand why they don't play Moses Moody more. Well, avenue has now been created for him in a different way. And I would argue because of his ability, not perfect, but because of his ability to knock down the three, and this new trade, which has thinned out the roster a little bit. Like, if I look at the month of February, listen to these numbers, okay?
Yeah.
24, 32, 22, 33, 27, 34. That's Moses Moody's minutes in games in February. That's a lot of minutes. So, for everybody who's been fighting for the Moses Moody era, by the way, double-digit scorer in five of those six games.
Yep.
So, if you've been fighting for the Moses Moody era, we're here. We're here. Now, I don't know how it shakes out when Jonathan comes
right
back.
Are we here?
Well, but that's the guy. That's the guy that allows you, I think, to put Jonathan, have him come off of the bench, because Moses is somebody who, when playing with Jimmy, when playing with Draymond, etc., that's a guy that I like seeing shoot a three.
But you'd like to have him play the four, and Kuminga plays the four, and so you don't want Draymond to play a ton at the five, and so Steve said, you know, we're going to have to play Draymond at the five, so now you've got Jimmy Butler who's going to play the three, and when you have Moody and Kuminga both coming back, I don't know how you find minutes for both of them when you want them to play the four.
No, Moody starts. Kuminga comes off the bench. A little bit of overlap here and there. Because these things are all, to a degree, interchangeable. But I just can't
help but think that Moody's minutes go back down.
They might go. I'm sure they'll go down a little bit.
Well, I still think
he's a significant piece of the puzzle.
I would brace myself for his minutes to go down a lot more than just a little. And I know you mentioned 34 and 27 and 33, and he's been playing a lot. But you go back earlier in the year, and there's a 9, there's a 15, there's a 14. I wonder if he doesn't get his minutes carved back to where they once were. And it's made a little bit easier because Slo-Mo is gone and Dennis is gone and TJD is mostly gone. He's been buried on the bench. So if you look at a 9 or 10 man rotation, Moses is still in there. I just wonder if he doesn't sustain a little bit of a cut in what he's playing right
probably
now.
Probably a little bit. I'm not saying he needs to be up at 30 minutes. I'm just saying that to me, Moses is a huge piece of the puzzle of Jimmy Butler / Jonathan Kuminga and floor spacing. And he hasn't been amazing from three, but certainly good enough. Yeah. I don't even have his stats in front of me for the year. What's he shooting from three?
Just from February, since his minutes have been great in February, And over that span, he's shooting 27%.
Yeah, it's a little misleading because he had the one game that was a really bad game. He went 0-for-5.
Well, it up with a 1-for-5 and a 2-for-8.
Yeah, so but he's also before that he was a 3-for-5 and a 2-for-6. Like
he's at 37% for the year.
For the year, which is very
better
workable.
Than most.
That's very
well.
Workable.
If you want to look at other guys on the team, for example, Pods, who's at 32%, I believe, on the year from three. And if you start to go through on this team, who do you want to shoot a three-point shot when they're open or contested? Oh, I would put Moses.
That's a fun question.
Well, for me, it's Steph obviously is number one.
Steph's number one.
And then beyond that.
Is Buddy Hield number two?
I mean, that's the question. Is it Moses or is it Buddy? Because it should be Buddy, but over the last 3 months now, it hasn't been Buddy.
Or is it Quentin Post?
Right. And again, a really small sample. He's only shot like 30 threes on the whole year.
Quentin Post.
A few more than that, but not many more than that.
Quentin Post on the year has shot, well, first of all, he's shooting 39 points.
Yeah, 63. Yep.
25 of 63.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a pretty small sample.
But it's a good percentage, especially for a big dude.
Yeah, I mean, big dude who doesn't play big on defense. So
I know.
On offense, he's a stretch five. On defense, he's a turnstile. Well,
but
so,
play that.
What are we doing?
Answer it. So Steph Curry, that's who you want shooting a three. Who's next?
It's Buddy Hield. As much as I have to hold my nose when I answer it, it's Buddy Hield. And I look at the track record of Buddy Hield, and he still is this year 36% from three, which includes the first month where he was shooting darn near 50%, and since then he's been not terrible, but he's not been good. It's been a struggle. I know it's been a big, long struggle up against.
And for me, it's not just percentage, and when they go down, it's the quality of the shot. It's when you take the shot.
That's fair.
I actually do think I would vote for Moses Moody. I think that's who I want next shooting a three. Because Moses, I've never seen Moses take a bad three. When is Moses taking a shot where you're like, what the hell are you doing, dog? And Quentin Post is, you know, flavor of the month. So that's good too, but I'm not going to give him that label yet. And so my answer is it should be Buddy Hield, but it's not.
Yeah, for me it's Buddy.
It's Moses Moody.
Buddy's shooting 32.6 in the same February stretch where Moses is at 27.8. Yeah. He's shooting more threes, and he's making slightly more threes than Moses. But, I mean, that's the real answer is it should be. I think the real question is who do you really not want to shoot a three? And that becomes a very long, long list.
Also Buddy Hield.
Well, I mean, you would get to...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you have about eight guys in your 10-man rotation who would qualify under who you don't want to shoot a three.
I mean, right now I would say the list of people where you have some sort of shoulder stress reaction when they're about to pull up from three, it's Buddy when it's a bad shot. It's Pods.
Jeez, yeah.
It is.
Nope.
And it's Brandon Pajamski. It's Draymond just cuz. I mean, like, he's been much better at it this year.
Yep, higher percentage than Pods.
So it's GP2 if he's not in the corner. Those don't feel good at all. And
look at Gee shooting 41%.
Yeah, there's Gee. And at times there have been moments throughout this year where it's Kuminga.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, like, I mean, how many threes?
He's taken seven in four games.
As a Warrior, shot seven of them.
Right.
And how many
four games?
Two?
One.
Oh, one.
One. But still, that's almost two a game.
Yeah.
And those are basically giveaways. Like, if you're shooting 14%, and I know his career number is closer to 30%, the list of guys you don't want to shoot is a lot longer than guys who you do want to shoot.
Let's take some calls. Chris Broussard in less than 10 minutes. Tim in North Carolina. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to chime in real quick, guys. This is what I feel. Like, our coach is making $17 million a year, right? And this is not a small sample size. If you know you got this kid coming back that over his entire career, when he's getting 30 minutes a game, is going to give you 21.6 rebounds, and he shoots 40% from three when he plays 30 minutes a game, that is too much of a valuable weapon coming back to this team that had to play an integral part in its success. So if they know the analytics and they know these numbers, and guys, he's actually a 40% shooter this year on catch and shoot three. So it's not even about playing these games. Is he going to play 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? I agree with you, Mark. For them to do something real, they need this weapon, and they better find a way to just make it happen. So if my coach is making 17 mil, and you know the analytics, get the guy 30 minutes and get him out there to produce for you. Now you got three players, Jimmy, Steph, Kuminga. Any of them could get you 20 to 35 points, and Steph can get you way more than that on any given night. And now you're cooking with grease. You got other people that can then fill in with the 10, 15, 20 points. I mean, that's what we got, guys. So, to me, we don't even have to think that hard about it. This is the weapon you got coming back to your team. Ramp him up, get him where he needs to go, and give him his damn prime so he can produce and help you take it to another level.
Yeah, Tim, I think you've got a very, very good point. At the same time, I do think you're simplifying it a little bit because it's not that simple.
And what does it matter what Steve makes?
Well, I get what his point is. He's using that to make a point.
He's making $17 million, figure it out.
You got a big-time coach, so figure it out, and that's fine. But the bottom line is Jimmy Butler's on the team now, and that's a very big presence, and you can't just say, hey, Jonathan's good. Stick him in there and figure it out. Well, they don't. You said they have all the analytics. They don't. They have no analytics on Jonathan playing with Jimmy.
Exactly.
None. And they got to go get him. And I think that's all he was saying. I think that's all Steve was saying.
I get that part of it. And they are going to just stick him in there, and they are going to play him. And you're right. They're going to figure out how it looks. And all we heard from Steve for a long time was, you know, Wiggins and Kuminga just doesn't work. And then suddenly Wiggins and Kuminga started to work.
A little better.
Yeah. Much better,
a little better
this year. And then you traded Wiggins. But at least you kind of found ways that those players could play together and they could work together. And the same thing's going to happen here, where Jimmy and Kuminga are going to play together, and you're going to figure out what works for each of them.